Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Okay, now you mentioned in the book the concept of noticing the necessary people in our lives. So who would be necessary people, and what can we do to show them that we're grateful?
Well, necessary people, in my mind, are the people that help you get life done. Mm-hmm. They bring you your mail. They teach your children. They bag your groceries. They clean your teeth. They collect your garbage. Mm-hmm. All of these people are necessary in your life. And so often we never think to just pause in our busy day and thank them for what they do faithfully for us and for our family all year long. Maybe we remember them at Christmas with a plate of cookies or banana bread. That's great. But it's even better to, on a random day, for no reason at all, to stop and to verbally thank them for what they do for you all year long, or maybe even do something fun. I mean, we've left out a batch of brownies covered in plastic wrap, you know, or saran wrap, whatever you want to call it, for the garbage collector once when our kids were really little. We had this garbage man who was awesome. It was probably a Walkman back then, but he had earphones on, and he would dance around, and he would flip the trash. The kids loved watching him, so we left him a plate of brownies once and just said, "You are awesome at your job. We appreciate what you do for us all year long." Just something simple to thank those people who help you get life done, because they're necessary. If they weren't doing all their jobs, you'd have a whole lot more in your life to do.
Yeah. I try to make a point of recognizing folks that are doing jobs that you might not want to do in life. You know, if you're cleaning a bathroom at an airport, I'll always make a point of saying to the person, "Thank you so much for your work. I mean, I don't like cleaning my own bathroom, and thank you for doing this job, and thank you." And just, you know, and I guess the risk is you're not going to maybe necessarily get a great response, but deep down, they're going to just go, "Oh my gosh, thank you so much." I mean, there's so many opportunities to notice the people that you call necessary people. And they live in this kind of this invisible world, a lot of them, because who thanks the person cleaning the bathrooms at the airport?
Right, exactly. In fact, this just happened 2 days ago. My book released, and we had a launch team party, and we all met at a mall at the food court. And we were sitting around talking about the book and the party that was coming up, and we noticed that there was a worker there whose job it was in the food court to sweep the floors and wipe the tables. And he was kind of a timid teenager. He looked a little unsure of himself, but he was really doing his job with gusto. Mm-hmm. So we all got out dollar bills, and we put them all over a tray, and then we put a sticky note on the top that said, "Scatter kindness." And then we called him over and said, "Sir, could you take this tray, please?" And he's like, "Oh, sure. Yes, sure, I can." And he looked at it, and it was just piled with dollar bills. And he looked up, and we said, "You rock at your job. We've been watching you. You are the best table wiper, floor sweeper we've ever seen." And then we gave him a round of applause. And he didn't quite know what to do, but you could tell it just made his day. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many people ever stop and do exactly what you do in airports. Just thank them who do those jobs.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.